Imagine if you saw a man sawing wood and hammering with nails, and you asked him what he was building, and he said, "Me? Nothing. I'm just sawing and hammering." You would probably wonder what's going on with that guy. Good morning, I'm Pastor Jason Van Bemmel from Forest Hill Presbyterian Church. Welcome to Listening to Jesus. As strange as that example is, some Christians take the same approach to the Christian life and activities like reading the Bible and praying. Jesus told perhaps his most famous parable in part to explain the purpose of hearing or reading the Word of God. Here's Jesus in Matthew 13, verses 3 to 9. "A sower went out to sow, and as he sowed, some seeds fell along the path, and the birds came and devoured them. Other seeds fell on rocky ground where they did not have much soil, and immediately they sprang up since they had no depth of soil, but when the sun rose, they were scorched. And since they had no root, they withered away. Other seeds fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked them. Other seeds fell on good soil and produced grain, some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. He who has ears, let him hear." Why does a farmer sow seed? Is it just to have fun scattering seed? Of course not. He sows seed in order to get a crop. Getting some green growth that fades away, or getting some green growth that gets choked out and is unfruitful, is not really any better than having seed stolen away by the birds as soon as it is sown. What is the point of hearing or reading the Word of God? It is to bear spiritual fruit in growing to be more like Jesus. It's not just to hear or read, or even grow in head knowledge, but to bear the fruit of Christ's likeness to the glory of God. Listening to Jesus is a ministry of Forest Hill Presbyterian Church in Harford County. Find us online at foresthillpca.org, foresthillpca.org.